Never truer words spoken from you, sir.
Oh, my God.
For me, this song pretty much does it in terms of encapsulating what Christmas is about. So crank it up, will you, Evan?
With sugar plums dancing through my head.
Thank God, love you. It's snowing on the farm.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yep. Well, tomorrow, you want me to bring some with me when I come later on?
No.
I'll bring a bucket with me later on. And I'll dump it in your front yard when I get there this afternoon.
I would love it. Yeah. You know, as a California girl, that's all we want is a white Christmas.
Well, I know. All I want for Christmas is a big white.
I thought we'd have rain. You know, yesterday I woke up and there was rain and I was excited. I'm like, oh, finally cold. Yeah, it got warm and sunny. Well, 63 anyway.
Yeah, but Brendan said it was quite nice last night.
Mm-hmm.
Typical stuff. At this time of year in Los Angeles, Southern California, it's liable to be chilly at night through, February, and then it starts warming up again. It's easy to get days in the 70s and 80s, no question
usually
about it.
Usually on Christmas, it is in the 70s and 80s, and that's why I was so excited to see rain, but it didn't last long.
Jennifer Horne, Doug Steffen, this is the Good Day program. Normally in this hour, we take a shot at some of the big news from our point of view. And I think of all of the things that I saw that were intriguing, that you'll get a kick out of this. And this is a little inside radio, but I share it because I just finished sending an email to a fellow who's quite a well-known Los Angeles broadcaster. So last night, Meredith's not around. She's out with her family in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And my children in Los Angeles, and I'll be with them later today. It's really an interesting reality how this thing called radio works. And one of the best morning personalities in Los Angeles is a guy named Gary Bryan. I don't know whether you know him or not.
Not personally.
Lisa Stanley, who's on that show, used to be on this program. And so Gary and I, we're Facebook friends and the usual stuff back and forth. So he sent me last night. I was looking. There was some link. The fact that Christmas Eve, Charlotte and I are here, and I chopped corn for the farm until about 7 o'clock last night, just so they have a lot of extra while I'm gone for the next couple of days. And so he came home, and I talked to Meredith for a while on the phone, and then I talked to Brendan for a while on the phone, and then I sort of settled into my computer as I do to try to catch up on what's going on at the end of the day. And I was looking on LinkedIn, which is a business sort of connection. It's actually, for me, I find it better than Facebook because it's not frivolous.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? You're on LinkedIn, I think, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a very productive, good connection for people who are in similar businesses. So anyway, Gary Bryan, the people you know or you ought to know or whatever it is that it says in that category, is on the page. And so I sent him, and this is probably 8-something last night, Christmas Eve. I send him an invitation to become a friend on LinkedIn. That's how that works. So I come downstairs to the studio this morning to go on the air, and there's a response connecting the two of us. Huh. So then I send him back another one. I said, man, you and I both have to get a life. If you're on your LinkedIn page on Christmas Eve, and I'm responding to you while I'm on the air on Christmas Day, what kind of a life do we have? And we sort of, just a chuckle, but life goes on, and many people realize there are hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands, of new people listening to this program right now. It is Christmas. A lot of people are in bed still. Some people are up getting ready. We're just interested in your story at 800-510-8255. For those of you who are in at the moment, 240, 250, 260 stations that carry the Good Day program alone. Altogether, there are 400-some-odd stations that carry various programs that I produce during the week and on the weekend, and they've all been invited to join with us on Christmas Day. So there are a lot of new people, Jennifer. We always meet new people,
mm-hmm.
folks who even listen to the radio stations that normally carry us who are too busy or can't get involved, can't check in. So all of those of you who would like to be heard, wishing Merry Christmas to whomever. One of the things that we used to do.
Can we do requests and dedications?
That's
like Delilah.
Yeah, right. Well, who do you want to talk to? I can remember on some of the programs before you came along. I've been doing this pretty much every year. I cannot remember, honestly, other than on a Sunday, in the past, never mind 25 years, we're in the 25th year during the Good Day program, but I've been on the air for almost 50 years. And I always, for whatever the reason, volunteered to work on Christmas. I remember the first radio station I was on, which I now own in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school, WTTF. I was there. Man, the guy said, can you work on Christmas Day? I said, absolutely. And I honestly can't remember a Christmas Day when I wasn't on the air, if it was a Monday through a Saturday, in all of the years that I've been broadcasting. And this program is no exception. Matter of fact, I'm very proud of the fact that we're the only live syndicated program on at this time on a, never mind Christmas, but any holiday. We'll be here next week on New Year's Day live. I feel it's part of my responsibility, frankly. And Jennifer comes along, as do the other people who participate. Rich has a small family, so he's not going to be here. Jennifer would like, she promised she'd be here, and I probably should just send her back to the sack.
But you'd be so lonely without me, so why would you do that?
Well, I love your company. One of the things that is most rewarding about doing this, other than, I suppose what the usual benefits might be, is that we have become great friends through this. And that's kind of really what it's all about. Friendship has its own rewards, doesn't it?
It does. It's like a black card. Membership has its privileges.
Yeah, it has its privileges.
Yes.
Anyway, you are a wonderful human being, and I'm happy to tell everybody that.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. So, we're here to extol the value and virtue of Christmas for you and with you at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. And also, we'll have some more winners. We might as well stay in form, Jen. We've had a lot of great, I think in the last two or three weeks, for whatever, maybe 4 weeks, I feel that our numbers or our followers or whatever it is on Facebook have gone in the right direction up, because you like to have connection with as many people as possible so people will find out about what goes on here. So if you go to facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show, we have a number of threads of conversation that are on going there, including some Christmas stuff, some movie stuff, and also our tip, the Smart Mom Tip of the Day, brought to you by the folks at Exogen Accurate Temperature Read, where we've been giving, in conjunction with our 25th year in the air, a $25 Visa gift card, mm-hmm. And we have about 25 winners so far, and I guess we'll go, Richie says we go until the first week of January with this, so if you have a really great, a swell tip that you'd like to share with other moms and other families, Jennifer has an example of a good one with our latest winner, so you want to lay that on us there?
Should I dig deep into the hat or into my Santa bag?
You can do that. Dig deeply into the Santa bag,
deep,
yes.
Deep, deep. All right. Today's winner is Barbara Hernandez. Barbara said, never be afraid to admit when you are wrong or afraid to apologize when necessary. Mm-hmm. It lets your kids see that you are human and make mistakes. When they are wrong, it makes it easier for them to admit it, too.
Yep. So that's cool.
That's it from Barbara. Congratulations. Plus, I have to tell you, Dougie, from all of our past winners, the prizes have started to go out, so people are starting to get their gift cards.
Yeah.
And I've been getting a lot of notes back saying, I love this. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a nice, cool little thing. It's nothing. I mean, it's $25. It's $25, and you can use it any way you want to. It's just an acknowledgement of how cool it is to have moms connected to us. And by the way, every week we have a drawing from the winners for the week, and that person gets a Pure Attitude selection of creams and lotions and facial things worth $150. That goes to the drawing that we do usually on Friday. So that's the way to connect. What else do you have that you want to pass along? Christmas things that are threads on our social media. Anything else that's that is worth underscoring?
Well, yeah, yesterday we had been talking about Christmas Eve and Christmas Eve traditions. My family, Christmas Eve is a big thing. I always host it, which is why you hear the tired in my voice, because
right.
I always
you just
cook.
You went to sleep and
literally,
didn't get up again.
I just put away the dishes and went to bed. But anyway, so I, you know, this
by
is
the way,
deal
can
for
I
us.
Interrupt you for just a second? That's such a woman thing.
What?
Putting away the dishes, I can, I'm not a big entertainer, never have been, but I know if there have been people here, I don't really care much about the dishes, but you, Meredith and I were talking about this the other day. I get a kick out of it. She had people over for a dinner. I think her daughter was visiting, so she had a group of women in. And at 1:30 in the morning, she's texting me. Now, Meredith is perfect for me in that she wants to be in bed at 9 o'clock. She mm-hmm. is like wipeout city. She's not a late nighter at all. So when she's up at 1:30 putting away dishes, And I said, what the heck did you stay up for? And she said, well, it's a woman's thing. We got to clean up. I can't come down dishes in the sink and smell that stuff.
I call poo on that because I'll tell you what, I have no problem leaving dirty dishes until the morning. Really? But there's like this secret society amongst women where then the other women in the house start going into the kitchen and start cleaning up for you. And then you start to feel inadequate. So then you have to go in there.
I got it.
Okay. You see how this goes?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. So we asked, besides the dish club, what are your Christmas Eve traditions? And a lot of people have chimed in. We've gotten, Scott said, traditions? Any traditions have been long gone around here. James said, having the in-laws over for brunch. Uh-huh. Angela said, breakfast at our house with the in-laws, presents, the day of snacks, which are sausages, crackers, cookies, wine. Doesn't sound so bad. And Christmas candy.
Very interesting.
Phone calls to family afar, homemade soup and fresh cookies. Doug, we should go hang out with Angela.
Yes.
Presents from mom and dad, then new pajamas before bed. Christmas vacation plays on all day, and it's a wonderful life, too. Mm-hmm. Kathy said, tons of food, just being with family and friends, maybe a cocktail or two. We got Watch a Christmas Carol from Keith. Keith said he likes the George C. Scott version, and he'll have snack foods with the family.
Yeah.
So lots of great responses. And it seems like Christmas Eve is the more relaxed of the days. You know, you can watch
bedlam.
A movie. Today will be nuts.
Especially if you have children.
Yes.
So what are you doing that's different? Who do you want to talk to? You're welcome to join us at 800-510-8255. Our poll at DougStephan.com yesterday asks whether you open presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. 44% of you said in the morning, 32% of you said Christmas Eve, and some in the morning, and 24% said on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas from those of us on Good Day. It's 19 past the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's our favorite, I think, collectively, you and I.
Of the conventional, modern Christmas secular songs, this is probably the best one that's been around for years and years and years.
You can kind of, if people in the house weren't sleeping right now, I would totally be belting this. I just want to know.
Oh, you have people to sleep? Oh, you're at your father's house.
Yes, we're having a sleepover.
Yeah, very sweet. Mariah Carey.
Well, some people are sleeping over. I'm just over.
From the movie, right?
I'm just having an over.
Why isn't he up? Let's get your father up.
He was up. He was up, but actually he made me coffee, and that's
really
sweet.
Yes. Oh, very sweet, yes. All right, so Mariah Carey. And come on, Evan. This from the movie Love Actually. Which is another one of those really secular things that marks this time of year so much. It's a very, very, very good story. Speaking of stories, I was reading the story about Christmas Eve at the Fraser Dillon House, which is normally pretty crazy, loud, 20 to 30 family members and friends, nonstop cooking, celebration, real Christmas tree. This is, they have a big Victorian-style house. However, this year, for Tom and Kim, the Fraser Dillons, their son, Mac, who's 13, the daughter, Alexa's 19, and their two dogs, it's a pizza delivery and a fake tree. But they are in their home. They are the only people in the neighborhood who are in their home. They live on Breezy Point, which is in Long Island or on Long Island. Their home was inundated with Sandy's floodwaters. Mm. They came back to their house with jellyfish on their table, seaweed in their refrigerator. God. She remembers finding, after 3 feet of water receded from the main floor of the house, any number of things. They've lived in the house since 1969. They have been out of the house until this week. They decided they wanted to be back home for Christmas, so they worked all week long. They've been working for months to try to clean the house up. But the rebuilding work continues. There have been a lot of tasks like mold. Can you imagine you went through this? You're in your father's home, and he had to rebuild his home because of mold and wet. And what, it took, what, a year?
It took a year to get the house
to
rebuilt.
Get it done.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now they've put in new flooring, new insulation, new walls, new sheetrock, new electrical, everything. And it still is a work in progress, but they got enough of it done so they could turn on the lights and be home for Christmas. And I'm looking at a picture of their house right on the beach. They have a big American flag on it. And the story is one of those great American stories. I decided that I'm going to go home for Christmas and be in my house, said the mother.
Wow.
And the wife. And the husband said, okay, I'll do everything that I can. And that's what they did. And I think that's kind of a cool thing. It's just, it really is, I just think it tells you a lot about America. or some people in America who have a start. And frankly, even though Christmas is an international holiday, there's some parts to it that are pretty uniquely American, and maybe that's because of our extravagance. Maybe that's because of our success, Jennifer. Maybe that's because of the commercial side of it. So much is built traditionally on having a good retail 4 or 5 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas, Black Friday deals. Is there, other than McDonald's being open today and drugstores being open today, I really don't think there's much of anything open.
Not a lot. It's actually kind of fun. It's like a ghost town.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I like. And by the way,
Chinese food restaurants.
That's it. Yeah, right. A lot of the Jewish people want to go to Chinese, and that's why the Chinese food store, the Chinese restaurants do so well on Christmas.
You know what I think? I have a plan. I think we should come up with Christian and Jewish buddies so that on Hanukkah we can hang out with them and they can hang out with us on Christmas.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. We'll work toward that. 28 after on Christmas Day on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Not too long ago, I told you that the FAA decided to retest the use of personal electronics on planes below 10,000 feet. Well, guess what? The Federal Communications Commission is pushing them to move even faster. The latest news is that the FCC chairman wrote a letter to the FAA urging them to review the policy that established the ban in the first place. The letter urges greater use of items like tablets, e-readers, and other types of electronic gadgets, but not anything involving voice communications, like cell phones. But the use of personal electronic devices in the air has grown exponentially in the last few years. We depend on them for work, entertainment, and really to avoid flipping through the SkyMall magazine one more time. And the latest is the FAA has established a group to study, including electronic and aviation experts, and they'll provide their feedback after a few months. So keep watching this space to see how it plays out. And hopefully, sooner rather than later, I'll be able to say to the federal agency, I told you so. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
And if we combine your auto and renter's policies, you could save $600.
That's like magic.
So, it's like magic.
David Copperfield.
Can your magic policy do this?
The car is levitating.
David, we're an insurance company. We don't cause accidents.
Oh, it's no accident. It's magic.
Bundle your auto and renter's policies with State Farm and save an average of $600. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
The share button. A lot of people abuse it, posting stuff like, my cat's 3 years old today. So show them the beauty of not sharing and send them to Taco Bell for the new 99-cent loaded grillers. Appetizer tastes of wings, skins, or beefy nachos, grilled and hand-rolled for you and only you. Keep some things for yourself and live Mas. At participating locations for a limited time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Listening to the Ronettes, to any of these Christmas tunes, it brings me back to a great place in my life. So you'll pardon me if I'm asking you to indulge, although most people have a lot of fun with us. It doesn't make any difference what age you are, whether it's my friend Jennifer's father, Mike, or even Jennifer. What did you listen to last night? Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Merry Christmas, everybody, as we continue on with our Christmas wishes for you. Your calls at 800-510-8255. So around, who was actually at your father's house last night?
Okay.
And what kind of music, atmosphere, describe what was going on?
Well, let's see, it was my dad and I, and then my uncle and aunt, and my two cousins, Stephanie and Eric, who you know, Eric works with me.
Yeah.
And then my dad's cousin, Sharon, and her daughter, Jean, and then Jean has three kids, and you met them too. We celebrated Thanksgiving with Jean and Samantha.
Yeah, I like
them
a lot.
But also, Samantha's brothers were there. So Michael is older, he just started college this year, and then Christopher is 12, and he's my little buddy. He always helps me out.
Yeah.
And was that it? That was it.
Yeah.
So we had about 11 people, and then it was really fun. It was very festive. I went to church. I went to mass around 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it was a children's liturgy, and the priest was like talking in slow motion yesterday. Oh my gosh! So I come running into the house pretty late, and I tried to do Czech dumplings because we're Czech, and I tried to do these dumplings.
Check.
Well, to my surprise, dumplings take about 3 hours to make.
Really?
Because I used yeast. You have to let the yeast bubble for an hour. Then you have to actually, like, knead the dough. In fact, my shoulder, I think, actually hurts because you had to knead for, like, 5 minutes solid.
Really? Good exercise.
It is. It was fun.
Yeah.
But our music, I don't know, we listen to everything, all the classics. Everybody in my family loves Brenda Lee. We love Burl Ives. We love all the classic ones.
Yeah.
So that's what was going on. And it was going all night. And usually on Christmas Eve, I make everybody do Christmas karaoke where we all sing along, but
really?
We ran out of time. The dumplings delayed us all, so we didn't get to do it.
This afternoon when I get in there, if I knew you were doing karaoke someplace, I'd come.
Come. I have an actual karaoke machine at my house.
Yeah, but who's going to be there besides you and me?
Dialed up with karaoke with Christmas music.
Yeah?
We'll come over tomorrow. It'll be fun.
All right. We'll figure it out.
We'll sing to each other.
Yeah.
I'd like to perform this number for you, Dougie.
That's right. There we are. 800-510-8255. Where is Christmas dinner tonight? Is the poll question today at DougSteffen.com. At your house, your friend's house, a family member's house. We're eating out. I don't know yet. Who doesn't know where they're going to have Christmas dinner? Here's Joe in Vero Beach listening to WTTV. So, Joe, where are you going to have Christmas dinner today?
I'm going to be with my 95-year-old brother who lives up the road from me.
Nice. Good.
And, Doug, I remember when you came here about 20, 25 years ago at the old mall on US 1, and you were swarmed with about 20, 25 ladies all around you.
Was that when we had the oranges and I picked up that woman who came in?
I picked up that woman.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. I literally picked up this lady.
Oh, you picked her up off the ground.
Yeah,
Thank you for clarifying.
It was a lady. God love her. I can't remember her name, but I can remember sort of what she looks like. But I know that we had the Jim Davis, who runs WTTV, wanted me to go to the mall, and there was the sponsors of the event were the local Orange Council or the Orange Groves or whatever, because most of the great oranges in our country were at that time grown in the Indian River Valley, which is where TTB is, and the oranges, man, were they great.
Citrus is the big crop here. Then you came and you set up a studio about 10 years ago or so in a high school.
Yes, we did a high school remote. That's right, man, you got a great memory, Joe.
And then you came here, and we met at the studio, and then you went to a ball game with Jim.
We did. We took some listeners, too. Didn't we take some listeners to the ball game?
That was Dodger Town.
Yeah. I used to go to Dodger Town. Well, at the time,
Joe,
you remember, I was working at KABC, and they had the Dodgers, so it was sort of a twofer with me, and that's how I got connected to Scully. And the other player, whose name I can never remember, Jennifer. Who was the guy? Ron? Who was,
Ron Say?
Was that the other broadcaster? Yeah.
Oh, no, the broadcaster.
No.
You're talking about Ross Porter.
Ross Porter. That's who.
Dodger Apple Play.
So that was... How long ago did Dodger Town get closed down? It's been four or five years now.
At least six years.
What are they doing with Dodger? That where it physically was. What goes on there now?
Well, Amusement park.
It has become like a sports arena for different sports and mainly for high school and college.
Really?
And once in a while they have baseball, but it's becoming a successful event.
Huh.
I just want you to know. Yeah, you're a regular down here. I talk to different people. I'm 91. I'm a World War II veteran.
God love you.
And if you recall, you and I discussed, I spent 40 years as an apple grower in the Mid-Hudson area, and you were a dairy farmer pulling in income year-round, and we had to wait a year. We had to wait...
No, I've changed that on. I'm losing money year-round.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful experience. So, you know what? You're making me think about this. I'm going to call Jim Davis. It's time for me to come back and visit Vero Beach, and there's a reason, I have Meredith spends time in Florida in the wintertime, so I'm going to want to go down and hang around with her from time to time. So I think I'll go visit you guys at TTB at some point, maybe February or March, so that'll be a good thing. I would love to come visit with you.
You tell Jim that Joe Motorana said...
I remember you now that you told me your name.
Why did you forget?
No, but I mean, I don't remember some of the nuance here, but now I remember your name. Yes.
Jim,
I know exactly who you are.
Friends, and we talk about old times, and we often say... When is Doug going to come down again?
All right, so this year you have my pledge. I'm going to come down. It'll be February or March when I come. How's that for a deal?
That'll be great to have you down, Doug.
Joe, you're a wonderful human being. Merry Christmas to you and your family and all of my friends that are in the Vero Beach area, that whole area, that corridor that extends from Palm Beach County up just into WMEL land. So right, if you go up the coast, you can catch the program any number of ways, and TTV has been an important affiliate of mine for heaven's sake. I don't know. As you said, I don't remember how far back it goes, but obviously it goes back a ways because you got a good memory. I hope you have a great Christmas, Joe. Thank you very much. All right, let's make note of that. I'll send a note to someone. Actually, Charlotte and I are going to leave here on
And for those
Sunday.
Of you that don't know, Charlotte is Doug's bulldog.
Yes, Charlotte is my bulldog. She's snoring in the chair. She's in my studio with me every day, and she's with me all day every day, no matter what I'm doing, here on the farm or traveling. So, and I don't like taking her on the plane across the country, because it's not great for her. I don't put her underneath anyway, but so I've been the last 4 or 5 years driving her back and forth across the country. And this year I'm going to abbreviate it somewhat. I'm going to leave here on the, what is that, Sunday? The fifth. I'm looking at the calendar.
He is a real broadcaster, guys.
Polished broadcaster.
Off mic Doug.
Yeah. So I'm going to leave here on the 6th. I'm going to be in Washington on the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
I think Knoxville on the 8th. Arkansas someplace on the 9th. The 10th in Stephenville. We're going to have Jewel as the co-host of the program
that
morning in Texas. The 11th, I'll be in Dallas. And then on the 12th, Charlotte and I are going to get on a plane from Dallas and fly the rest of the way to Los Angeles. So
and
that's how that's going to work.
You're going to be taking Charlotte as a service dog because everybody knows that a service dog is always a bulldog.
Right, exactly. Helpful.
Yeah. Helpful.
Helpful. All right, so anyway, we're celebrating Christmas. If I may, the kinds of conversations we have with people like Joe always bring me around to the heart and soul of doing this. And it's going to, I was just actually looking, I'm going to do this in a minute. I have a stack, I am off the microphone and it's not good broadcast technology, but or technique. But
I think it sounds like
I have a lot of stuff in here. I wish we had the old cameras in here that we used to use.
Yeah,
somehow we
got
to figure out how to do that again because I'm reaching for all of these things that are a part of what I want to communicate. So it is with love that I bring you something that someone sent to me in a Christmas card. Heavens, you've heard this, Jennifer, every year that you've been on with me on Christmas morning. And so the essence of what I think the Christmas message is came encapsulated in this card called This Christmas. This Christmas, mend a quarrel, seek out a forgotten friend, write a love letter, share some treasure, give a soft answer, encourage youth. Keep a promise. Find the time. This is Charlotte. Hope there's no.
She's been so affected by this.
Listen to this.
She's like vibrating.
She's, God love her. Anyway, forgive an enemy. Listen. Apologize. Somehow doesn't have quite the same effect, does it, with her over there snoring away. Well, maybe so. I'll put this away and I'll find a moment when she's not snoring to finish it. But I'm looking through. I'm going to mention some of the folks.
Your stomach after you ate some of Aunt Betty's.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's the best. People listening, how many new people do we have? Again, folks.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to be riveted to come back tomorrow.
Listen, right, come back tomorrow and you hear Charlotte. Well, you won't hear Charlotte snore tomorrow because the next 3 days I'll be in Los Angeles. But God love her. Whatever it is, people tease me about my voice and how it does put people to sleep. And perhaps this is the best example of it. I'm not interested in putting you to sleep. I'm interested in us celebrating our Christmas together. It's 15 before the hour on Christmas morning.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
The holidays can be a stressful and tempting time to derail or delay weight loss goals. And for the millions of Americans who will resolve to lose weight next year, simply sticking to a healthy regimen and not gaining pounds this month can be a struggle. TV personality Samantha Harris has tips for surviving the season.
Look, I know I'm not alone when I say that the holidays can be a tough time for weight loss. And that's why I'm really excited to have partnered with Ally to encourage those seeking support to visit letsfightholidayfat.com. It's a free online guide for anyone interested in overcoming temptations during the holidays and being weight loss ready for 2013.
How does letsfightholidayfat.com work?
Well, the new tool created by Ally, the only FDA-approved weight loss aid available without a prescription, helps track individual goals and prepares you for long-term weight loss success. It has features like follow-along videos and healthy reduced-calorie, low-fat holiday recipes.
To learn more and join, visit letsfightholidayfat.com.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, Carlo.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What, do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. I'm looking at some of the notes that have been sent to me, the Christmas wishes, cool things. I also came across some Christmas letters that span a long, long time, but they sort of hit the same notes, Jennifer, if you know what I mean. I saw a 3-page letter that came to a friend of mine on Christmas Eve from someone in Vietnam, a soldier's words to his wife describing singing carols while the enemy is shooting all around their encampment. Can you imagine? How do you put yourself into a place like that? He writes, last night we had a candle lighting ceremony, gasoline drums welded together end to end with a white Noel on the side, electric light on top, covered by red cellophane, reindeer and Santa Claus in front. It was raining. General Barry wrote to his wife. He next reveals how he recently had perched in a helicopter door firing his rifle at people below. And he goes on to send a message to his wife, appreciation for her understanding of what he was doing, as it was very unpopular. This is a time in my life and a time in many of your lives that you remember things that you don't necessarily think were great with regard to our country, being involved in Vietnam, lack of support for the soldiers who were just doing what they were told, all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting to find a letter there. There are some other letters, actually, that you can find if you're interested in such things. There is the Heritage and Education Center in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, where there are thousands of notes from service members all around the world serving in all kinds of circumstances that are in this museum, Jennifer, from the Civil War through Vietnam and some of the newer situations. So it might be something that people just want to check out if you're into nostalgia. It's 51 past the hour on the Good Day Christmas program.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is 53 after the hour. One of the things that has been a hallmark of our program here, this part of the program every day, is devoted to technology. We also have connected both here and online at DougStephan.com to an outfit called Startup America. The federal government debating the fiscal policies of our country for small business owners. Crowdfunding is tearing across the internet as, for many, the only hope of business owners to grow their companies. More ahead now as we present today's Startup America News.
Know anyone who could use a few extra bucks to help start or expand a local business? Crowdfunding portals are new internet tools to help anyone raise money for anything. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes, and you're listening to Startup America News, Crowdfunding Success Stories. Who is using crowdfunding to raise money? People just like you. Individuals, nonprofits, authors, experts, celebrities, or neighborhood businesses who may need cash to move into some new digs like Anka Meshoyu, owner of Tech Luminal of Oakland, California. When Anka wanted to expand her business, she needed some fast cash for a deposit on new office space, and so she decided to crowdfund for it on a portal named Indiegogo.com. Listen to her advice about how other local businesses can do it too.
Doing crowdfunding is a great way to get a lot of money in small contributions from a lot of people. And then a couple of large contributions for a few people. You still have to do marketing, and you still have to do outreach, and you still have to have something that's valuable and is a good product. One thing that I would say is, because you've launched the campaign and it's out there, doesn't mean that you're done. That's actually the first step. So now you have this tool, this really easy URL that's got a nice brand on it, Indiegogo, something people trust, Kickstarter, something people trust. And there's still sort of this optimism around people who contribute to these projects, that they're, you know, helping somebody do something awesome and that they're going to be part of it.
Anka believes new businesses can now make much better use of Chamber of Commerce mixers they already regularly attend.
When I go to parties or when I go to networking events, I'm always talking about it. And I have like a little business card that I hand out that's like, here's a URL where you can contribute. And it's been, you know, it's a little bit more like trying to raise money from investors, or you have to sort of pitch them on it. You know, if it's like $25, people are, you know, helping because they've done something interesting or they know me personally. But for the people that are putting in a little bit more money, they have to sort of know what they're going to get. So there's a little bit of a pitch kind of that you have to do to tell them, well, you know, we're doing this and, you know, we've been successful at this, and if you contribute, you'll get this, and, you know, the benefit to you will be something very specific, and the benefit to us will be, you know, able to move, stuff like that. So I think that, you know, before going out with your project on Indiegogo, it's really important to know that, you know, you can actually pull this off.
So how do top crowdfunding sites such as Indiegogo or Kickstarter compare to each other?
Well, Indiegogo doesn't really care the kinds of projects you want to sponsor. Kickstarter is much more specific about that it should be a product or some kind of a project. And for us, it's like, well, we're moving. It's not, you know, a product that you're going to be developing. But Indiegogo also has if we don't get fully funded, we still get the money. So that's a big incentive for what we're doing. If for some reason we don't get, you know, the full $10,000, we might get $9,000, and that's fine. We pay a little bit more to Indiegogo for not reaching our goal. I think it's an extra 4% over the percentage they would otherwise take, but it seemed like a lower risk to me to do it that way. So as a small business, you've got to make sure that you have a good enough reputation, that you have this, you know, this set of connections that you can reach out to like 1,000 people over social media and get them to look at your thing or at least pass it on to their friends. Since I put my own campaign out there, I've also found myself contributing to other campaigns because I've developed a lot more empathy for how much effort it takes to like get this all out there and like get your video done and like make sure you have images and make sure that the text is all persuasive and, you know, that makes that breaking clear and simple and easy.
Here's our local crowdfunding tip for the day. Restaurants are now using tasting get-togethers to do market research on their menu items and raise capital for expansion projects at the same time. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike Hayes. To learn more about ways that crowdfunding can benefit you or your organization, visit StartupAmericanNews.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.